cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands in interest. And because Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to Lightstream.com/sports. That's Lightstream.com/sports. Lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
At Seneca Mattress Outlet, we know that tax time means shopping time. Here, you can buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress and still have money left over. Mattresses start as low as $196, and you still get your box spring free. But the deal doesn't stop there. For a limited time only, you can upgrade your box spring to an adjustable base and save 50% off on our already low prices. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Tip to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Couple show news and note items, Ramona. On Thursday, I'll be out at Lakeside Lodge of Clemson, and that location is...
It's here on 123 in the Tiger Plaza next to Ruby Tuesday.
There you go. And on Friday, I'll be out at George Coleman Ford for a spring game edition of the show. And we'll have free pizza and drink for you and all that. So come hang out with me Friday at George Coleman Ford. Listen to this text, Ramona. It's pretty funny. People shut the hell up. You will lose if you go up against Walt. I hated Walt when he told me Bowden sucked out loud. Well, as we all know, I was wrong. Walt just doesn't dream this crap up. He studies it like a rocket scientist studies rockets. The Kelly Bryant I watched was a freak last year. It wasn't his fault. Kane or nobody else could catch the deep ball. Oh, yeah, I was born and graduated high school in Honeypath in 1980, and I never heard of Ed. I'm just saying. That's too funny.
That is funny.
You know, and then Thirsty Mangas writes, Kelly Bryant could have used his Shrine Bowl teammate, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, last season. Yes, he certainly could have, who went to Stanford, who, you know, he's an interesting player because he doesn't get separation. It's not how he wins. He wins at the catch point. Arcega-Whiteside doesn't run away from anybody. Doesn't have yards after the catch, but he's a tough physical receiver that when you throw him the ball, it doesn't matter who he's up against, he tends to come down with it. And yeah, Kelly Bryant didn't have that guy. Again, if you're looking for areas where Kelly Bryant will improve this year, I think one of the areas he will improve will be the use of the middle of the field. Mark the tape, Ramona, on 410. I think the use of the middle of the field, because last year, Kelly Bryant's throws were about 90% to the outside. Everything was to the outside. And there's a lot of reasons for that. One was Clemson didn't have legitimate weapons down the middle of the field, physical weapons, big catch radius weapons down the middle of the field. This year they will. The other reason is that's where all the congestion is. That's where if you're going to throw into traffic where you're most likely to turn it over. So part of it was by plan. But I think the plan this year will be year two of Kelly Bryant will be to use the middle of the field more. That would be my expectation. Texter says, we got dominated in the trenches against Alabama this year. I want to go back to some smash mouth football. Look, there's no question that there's some truth to that as well. Let me get back to Bryant in Columbia, who we held over to the break. Bryant, I apologize. We were talking about, go ahead.
Yeah, I was agreeing with what you were saying. What I do expect him to be a whole lot better than he was last year. Because now that he's got a year under his belt, they have something to work on with him on what he needs to improve on. What he does well, you don't need to improve on.
Yep.
You know what that is, but they're going to have to work on learning how to actually find the spot where the receiver is going to be. The timing, basically, what you have to work on now. But I think Deion Cannon is going to be a steal. Would be a steal in the draft. He reminds me a lot of Martavis Bryant. So I'm expecting, because Martavis Bryant was basically a deep ball receiver that really had terrible hands when he was at Clemson, but developed into a reliable receiver once he got into the NFL, once he could work on, once that's all he had to work on instead of school.
There's a good point. That last point you made is an excellent point. Once you get to the NFL, now you're 100% full-time athlete. You don't have to worry about commitment to school and all these other things. So it may well help a guy like a Deion Cannon as it did a Martavis Bryant. The Deion Cannon is a really tough analysis for me, because I think he has obviously explosive athleticism. He has a competitive nature, which we witnessed in the Alabama game. When things weren't going wrong, he was still going at it with Alabama. So you like those elements. The concern, of course, is his hands. And my concern regarding whether he can get better in that regard is he has real small hands. And I think that's an issue. And I think it may always be an issue for him. So, but people, they know that going in. I mean, other than Mike Mayock, who apparently thinks he has great hands. I'm not sure what film Mayock watched. But but I think that if you draft Deion Cannon, you know what his strengths and weaknesses are. And I do think he has a chance to perhaps have more success at the pro level than in college.
Oh, one more thing on Indianapolis. I'm thinking they should stick with Brissett. Yeah, I'm not an Andrew Luck fan, but I don't think anybody at the top of that draft is going to be better than Brissett. Unless it's an elite receiver, I couldn't see myself giving up that first round pick to try to pick a quarterback. And I am, that's what you have to say.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. Good call. Look, I like Brissett. I think he's a big, physical, tough guy who can make throws with people hanging all over him. I think he got almost no help last year. He was thrown into an impossible situation. It just depends. In all honesty, Brian, it depends what Andrew Luck you're talking about. Are you going to get the original version back? A more mature Andrew Luck who's going to be a better decision maker and who's going to possess the same skill set that he did originally? Or are you going to get an Andrew Luck that's something far from that, if you get one at all? I mean, I don't know. You know, I heard an ex-quarterback this morning who wasn't very good talking about this situation. Now, he's completely confident that Andrew Luck's going to return. Well, but that's what you said last year. You know, you said the same thing last year. Same guy said the same thing. And obviously it didn't happen. And I don't know. I just think that I just don't think any of what I'm hearing regarding Andrew Luck sounds positive at all. I have enormous questions as to whether he will ever play again. Texas are in a relationship with Clemson, says Deion fights the ball. Like you say, yeah, he does. He's not a natural receiver of the ball, and you can see it. You know, again, I think the gauntlet demonstrates this more than anything. It's when you watch Ray McCloud, for example, run the gauntlet, he was an incredibly natural receiver of the football. And then I saw the Pro Football Focus stat, which I had not seen prior to that, which was that Ray McCloud had the longest streak of passes caught without a drop, which was over 50, which surprised me. I mean, I hadn't even thought about it, but he looked very natural in the gauntlet drill, and Deion Kane just looks like he fights the ball some, and that's an issue. Trent from Greenville says, what I like most about Brissett is he isn't throwing a koosh ball. That's an excellent point, Trent. That's an outstanding point. Yeah, he's the best thing. Yeah, the best thing to like about Brissett, he's actually throwing an NFL football. So yeah, there's that. Yeah, I'm not sure. The Colts may have wanted to be 100% certain on Andrew Luck before they traded down, because again, I suggested that was a really good move at the time, but that was with the working assumption that what they were telling me was true. I'm not there. The first little glimmer we had into Andrew Luck's actual condition was yesterday, where, again, he was saying the same type of things he was saying a year ago. No worries. I'm staying 100% positive. Listen, when someone has to tell you that they're 100% positive, that they really believe in well, that tells you a story right there. It tells you a story right there to me. I don't think that anyone at this point knows whether Andrew Luck is ever going to play again. That's where I think the Colts really are. I don't think they have any idea whether he's going to be able to withstand the rigors of an NFL season. You know, again, we're talking about a guy who's not yet throwing a real football. Well, at some point you need to move from where you are now to throwing a real football, to throwing with the same type of velocity that you had before. And then you've got to be able to withstand the physical nature of the game. When you finally master all the elements of whether you can or cannot throw, once you get to the point where you think you've mastered that you're back to where you were originally, well, then you have to determine whether that shoulder can take a hit. And tell me who knows that. Tell me how anyone could possibly know that, since he hasn't absorbed contact in 460 days. I mean, it's been 460 days since he took a hit. So even if all the other stuff comes about, even if the arm strength comes about, if the ability to deliver the ball, if you determine that he can still throw with the same arm strength and velocity that he once did, even if you get all of that determined, you still have no idea whether he can take a hit on that shoulder. There's no way of knowing that.
Why doesn't he go in and practice with them, with his teammates? He hadn't even done that except for standing on the side and throw a football is all he's done.
Well, he can't even do that yet. So he's not. They're not going to let him be hit until they establish that he can throw the football again. And again, that's the point. It just seems to me that you're still a long way from where he is now and the things he's talking about to the point where he can actually throw a football the way he used to be able to throw a football. And then if you finally at some point ever get to that point, then you have to actually put him out on a field and see whether he can absorb any contact or not, because he's not taking a hit in 460 days. And here's the thing. The Colts can tell me anything they want about his progress, how this is the pathway to return, about his arm and all that stuff. But what they cannot answer, there's no way they can answer, is whether at the end of all this, whether that shoulder can withstand a hit to it. And you have to wonder, given 14, 15 months, whether that's ever going to be the case. I mean, I think the Colts have enormous issues right now, and I'm just not sure how they're going to resolve them. I mean, other than Jacoby Brissett and moving on. I mean, I heard Brady Quinn today say that, oh, he has no question. He fully believes that Andrew Luck's coming back, it's going to be better than ever. But again, you know, Brady Quinn said the same thing last year. Well, I mean, you were wrong then. What makes you think you're right now? I don't think so. Let me tell you about my friends at Ingles on behalf of the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame. Thursday, April 19th, 2018, the Ingalls 4th Annual South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Golf or Gun Tournament. The golf tournament is 9 a.m. shotgun start, presented by Miller Direct. It'll be played at the Preserve at Verde at Embassy Suites on Verde Boulevard in Greenville. The Sporting Clay Tournament will also take place at 9 a.m. It's presented by Trail Corporation at McConnell Hall Preserve in Anderson. You ever shoot clay pigeons, Ramona?
No, can't say I have.
I have, not very well. Thursday, April 19th, 2018, the 6th Annual South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Enshrinement Ceremony will be held at 6 p.m. at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Verde Boulevard in Greenville. The enshrinement ceremony is presented by IAG. And as far as the induction ceremony, past inductees into the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame include 2013, Harry Carson, Danny Ford, Frank Howard, Willie Jeffries, 2014, Deacon Jones, man, some great names, Fridge, Sterling Sharp, Freddie Solomon, 2015, Brian Dawkins, Dan Reeves, Jerry Richardson, Art Shell, 2016, Jeff Davis, Stanley Morgan, Michael Dean Perry, Dal Shaley, 2017, Doc Blanchard, Charlie Brown, Fisher DeBerry, LeVon Kirkland, Dick Sheridan. For more information about these events on April 9th, as well as other South Carolina Football Hall of Fame events, please visit SouthCarolinaFootballHOF.org/events or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SCFootballHOF. The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame, we're making a difference through football. I'm late. Quick break. We'll be back.
There once was a man named Fred who thought he'd save on his meds. So he shopped a big store where his tongue hit the floor when he realized,
what the heck am I doing? I should have gone to Corner Drugstore or Patrick Square Pharmacy.
Finding the right place to buy your family's medications is very important. That's why your local drugstore in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson are here for you, inviting all Freds and everyone else. Small town feel, big time service.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
It's a great time to get that new Ford truck you wanted from Anderson Ford. During Ford Truck Month, Anderson Ford has Ford F-150 XL models priced to move at up to $7,900 off MSRP. or get an Anderson Ford F-150 XLT and save almost $14,000 off MSRP. How about an Anderson Ford 2018 Explorer? 0% financing for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Anderson Ford Truck Month on Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
American-made windows of the Upstate want you to see and feel the difference new windows can make in your life. Experience cleaner air quality, lower utility bills, easy maintenance, all while enhancing the value of your home. And American-made windows of the Upstate makes it affordable. Get $100 off every window with three or more with exterior trim. Call now for the Tiger Special, 334-6030. Online at AmericanMadeWindowsUpstate.com. The best windows are American-made.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Ooh-wee, you talk about lip-smacking, finger-licking homemade fried chicken. I'm talking about the Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Delicious fish and oysters as well, plus catering for any party. Call them now at 226-3242.
Bring all your lawn's potential to life. We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors with you in mind to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know you put in the hours of work that make all that play possible. And now, you can bring your lawn to life for a little less because your local independent dealer is offering $100 off select XT Enduro Series lawn tractors for a limited time. Visit CubCadetDealers.com and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Out here in the fields, I fight for my meals. I get my back into my living. I don't need to fight to prove.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Pro Football Talk has a tweet, a poll, actually, of sorts. It says today's PFT live draft, best career derailed by injury. Florio said Gail Sayers, Tony Baselli, Billy Sims, and Sims, I don't know if that's Chris Sims, I have no idea, said Bo Jackson, Terrell Davis, Sterling Sharp, who wins? And the answer by a 3-1 margin so far is Sims, which is wrong. The answer is Florio, but you just have to understand the history. And unfortunately, this is what I mean by we live in a today world. You know, people have no idea about history. If they did, you wouldn't be picking Bo Jackson, Terrell Davis, and Sterling Sharp over Gail Sayers, Tony Baselli, and Billy Sims. Not even close. I mean, Florio's three win easily. Easily. I mean, Gail Sayers may have been the greatest talent that ever lived at the running back position. As a rookie, he scored 6 touchdowns in a game, a record that is still stands, still tied for the all-time most in a game against the San Francisco 49ers. He scored in every way possible. But Sayers was the greatest natural runner who ever lived, in my estimation. And his knees prevented him from fulfilling his career. Baselli is, without the injuries, is arguably the greatest offensive tackle who ever lived. In fact, it's probably not even arguable. If without the injuries, he's that guy. And Billy Sims was the closest thing to Gail Sayers. Billy Sims had a 5-year career. It was just getting going. Sims was one of the greatest running backs, athletes I've ever seen. Bo Jackson was spectacular. But, you know, he was a man divided. He had too many interests to be great at any one thing long term. And then Terrell Davis and Sterling Sharp were both great players. But even though Davis rushed for 2,000 yards, he still, as in terms of a running back talent, wasn't in the universe of Gail Sayers or Billy Sims. The truth be told about Terrell Davis was a hammer, and I don't want to disparage what he did, but Terrell Davis was a byproduct of his own blocking scheme at a time that Denver was the only one doing it. And they did it better than anyone else. They understood it better than anyone else. And that offense was just looking for one-cut runners who got upfield. And Terrell Davis certainly provided that. But, you know, it's an interesting question. You want to get in, now's a good time, 654-7627, 654-7627. Where is the... Oh, here. This text, who is this from? Oh, it's from Paul. Walt, I was talking with the current assistant coach the other day, and the biggest thing I got out of the conversation was when he was talking about how good Trevor Lawrence was. But he ended the conversation with, but man, this team really wants Kelly to be the guy. Talent can win out sometimes, but the teammates have to be behind your back 100%. Lawrence will win the players over eventually, but with Kelly being a senior, it's going to be very difficult to do this year. It's Kelly's team to lose. It's nothing against Lawrence or Johnson, but that's half the battle. It's a special situation with Kelly being a senior leader and the respect he's earned from his teammates. Johnson and Lawrence just got here, but they'll be the next guy very soon, just not this year. See, Paul, I think that's a brilliant summary of the situation. I think that's spot on. It's well done. Very well done. I think that's it exactly. You know, I think Hunter Johnson has the ability to be an NFL quarterback. I think he was born to play the position. I think that Trevor Lawrence is a freak of nature. His upside is almost unparalleled and unlimited. You know, you just don't see guys his size, and he's just going to get bigger and stronger. And as he fills out, he's going to be a monster. And he's just a unique player. And at his size, he has unique movement skills. And he is going to be sensational. There's no question about that. The question is he a better fit right now to run this team? And I think the answer is still Kelly Bryant, unless something changes. But look, it's a unique situation. No question about that. Clemson's in an incredibly unique situation with the talent they have at that position. And not just that position. Again, but that quarterback room at Clemson is now just jammed with talent. And again, I'm not sure I've ever seen the likes. I think it's a really unique situation. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Andrew and Jimmy in here. Andrew, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you today?
Good, Andrew. Appreciate you getting in.
Two things. Yep. On the quarterback situation, it's just a beautiful thing to have, the luxury of having that problem.
Absolutely.
I think the biggest difference, it's not a Cole Stout issue at all, because you got Kelly Bryant's not coming. Cole Stout was coming in as a new starter. Kelly Bryant has already had a year of, you know, good success, so there's no reason to take him out. So I don't see this as like a Cole Stout situation at all. Yes, you know, you've got some great people behind him, but it's not like he's just a senior that is getting his position because he was the backup the year before he played. So I see that as being a big difference in the situation as well.
Well, he's the incumbent. You know, it's hard to dislodge an incumbent. I mean, at Alabama, Tua Tagovailoa, who is a zillion times more talented than Jalen Hurts, couldn't dislodge Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, man, I agree with that. I think that guy should be starting in Alabama.
Oh, absolutely.
But I don't see any reason for Kelly Bryant to be replaced until he, you know, unless he starts having a rough time.
Yeah.
Until then, all's good. But do have to disagree with you on the biggest injuries of all time, though, because I got to put Bo Jackson in that group.
Well, you know, again, Bo Jackson was divided. I don't think he was ever going to be Jim Brown, because he was trying to do more than one thing, and I just don't think it would have allowed for it. And I also think that he was just injury prone. And you could have taken away one injury and he would have had another one. But the question was those groups. It wasn't a head-to-head comparison. Gale Sayers is the greatest runner, pure runner that ever lived, in my estimation.
Right, you know, I have to say, I didn't live through. I wasn't old enough to see Gale Sayers.
Well, no, you can go to YouTube. You can go to YouTube.
He looks fantastic.
Yeah, you can go to YouTube and watch Gale Sayers.
Yeah, no, I've watched it, and I did see Billy Sims, and Billy Sims was really good. He wasn't Barry Sanders.
Well, he's a different runner. But we'll never know how good Billy Sims
was. He was a little bit more powerful and less quick cut than Barry Sanders, but.
Well, he could jump over buildings. He could jump over buildings. He was a unique runner. He was physical and elusive, and he could, you know, leap small buildings in a single bound. And, you know, he had won the Heisman Trophy. He had already put up like 1,700 yard seasons. And he was just getting going when he blew up his knee.
And he was playing on a bad team.
Yeah. Yeah, like Barry Sanders.
I mean, those Lions teams, like Barry Sanders, those Lions teams they had then were just terrible.
You know.
they didn't give them much support at all.
Yeah, really, the Lions teams have been terrible now for a long time.
Yeah, true story. All right, well, have a good afternoon. Always enjoy it.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate the call. Yeah, but just to be clear, you know, the Florio Sims conversation, it appears that they each listed three guys, and the question was this group of three versus the other group of three. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good, Jimmy. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I would like to add Marcus Dupree to that list.
Good call. Yep.
Barry Sanders, Barry Switzer said he was the greatest runner he'd ever seen.
Marcus Dupree. You want to know how good Marcus Dupree was? Marcus Dupree was so good that Barry Switzer, who was an innovator in the wishbone and option football, he abandoned all that to go to the I formation, right, because you just couldn't share the football with Marcus Dupree.
Exactly. I think when he went to Oklahoma, he the first day he got there, the first step on the football field, he was the best player out there.
Yep.
And he was a rare guy. Yep. Hope some of these guys we got are that rare, that are chomping at the bit. We'll see.
Yep, no question. He was he's an absolute freak. You're talking about a big man who could fly. I mean, that's what it was. Yeah. He was a monster, and when he got his shoulder squared, and it's a shame. It's a shame that a guy like that never took full advantage of his potential, because within him, he had the chance to be the greatest runner who ever lived. But that's why it takes so much more. Jimmy, it's not enough to be talented. You have to be gifted. You have to be talented. You have to have the desire and the work ethic, and then you have to stay healthy.
Right. That means a lot. Staying healthy.
Thank you, Jimmy. Somebody just, in fact, Trent from Greenville asked about Marcus Lattimore. Look, I don't know that Marcus Lattimore was ever going to be a runner like these that we're talking about, but Marcus Lattimore was a sensational college football player who was going to go on to have a very good, very bright pro career. If I had to make a guess about it, I would guess he probably would have gone to the NFL and eventually rushed for 7,000-8,000 yards. I think he would have had that type of career. I think he would have been regarded as an upper echelon NFL running back, not necessarily, a Hall of Fame type. But Dexter says, does mental illness count as injury? If so, Ricky Williams. Well, I don't know that Ricky Williams had mental illness. Ricky Williams had addiction to weed. Ricky Williams served one master, weed. That's it. And he couldn't get past it. And he didn't want to get past it. That was his issue. I don't think Ricky Williams was ever going to be a great NFL runner. I think the Saints and Mike Ditka vastly overrated him. He was a good runner, but I think there was a notion of another great Texas runner, another Tyler Rose, another Earl Campbell. He was never that. Ricky Williams was never Earl Campbell, and he was never going to be Earl Campbell. He wasn't in that ballpark. Good, Hall of good, but, Hall of weed. Carolina material, Ronnie, you could have a weed Hall of Fame.
It'd be full, too.
And I was actually thinking about this the other day when I was describing a couple of these guys in this draft. You could also have a Puffta Hall of Fame. You could have a Weed Hall of Fame, and you could have a Puffta Hall of Fame. Randy Gregory, Weed Hall of Fame.
Definitely.
Carolina Material Handling Services, South Carolina's exclusive dealer of Crown and Unicarrier material handling equipment. They do forklifts and much more. They just won the MVP award in the industry again. They'll come out, they'll assess your material handling needs. If necessary, they'll train your employees on the equipment. Their commitment to safety, their knowledge, their expertise, all these reasons were why they won that award in the industry. The one BMW plant employs over 500 of their forklifts. But if you're in business, whether you need one forklift or 1,000, my friends at CMH will be glad to help you. CMH, the only full-service OEM dealership owned and operated in South Carolina, 24/7 on-site repair, 50 service techs in the state, and they provide rentals. Your forklift drivers are going to love the ergonomically designed lifts that can perform comfortably in any environment. They've been in business in South Carolina since 1968. Family-owned, believe me, it shows, because their people make the difference. To find out more, call CMH, 800-922-9569, 800-922-9569, 922-9569, or go online, check them out at cmhservices.net. Hey, Ramona, as we go to break, Sports Illustrated selected their national basketball coach of the year. Do you remember, like, 2 months ago now, I said people should start talking about Brad Brownell, not just as an ACC coach of the year candidate, but as a national coach of the year candidate. Sports Illustrated, and I wanted to mention this earlier, and it just escaped me for a second, but Sports Illustrated named Brad Brownell the National Basketball Coach of the Year. National Basketball Coach of the Year. You people wanted to fire him last year.
That's right.
National Basketball Coach of the Year. And you know what? It's deserved. He should be. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Zero turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $200 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering up to $200 off select residential lap bar zero turn mowers. The Cub Cadet RZTL series combines responsive lap bar controlled zero turn handling and outstanding comfort, giving you unmatched stability and versatility to help bring your lawn to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your local independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Burton Properties owns and manages over 800 one- and two-bedroom apartments in the Clemson area. Safe and comfortable living along with a friendly staff, Burton Properties can accommodate your apartment needs. You can visit the website at clemsonapartments.com or call them at 653-7717 or 654-1130. Burton Properties, your friendly apartment leader in the Clemson area.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easley offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easley is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Cars cost less and travelers less at George Coleman Ford. With payments as low as $268 a month and zero down, get a 2018 EcoSport S with power equipment and sink, sale priced at only $18,999. You heard right. As low as $268 a month. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford, the upstate's only Ford President's Award winner in 2017. 4% APR for 84 months with approved credit. Price includes rebates. Offer valid through July 9th.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, two sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and four flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed four people. And it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes 8-piece chicken, 3 large sides, 4 biscuits.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss Scott's Days at your local Ace, our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. Right now, buy any bag of Scott's fertilizer and get a free $5 reward. Come back and use it anywhere in the store to make your home or yard look great. Hurry in for great deals throughout the store during Scott's Days. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit one bonus reward per Ace Rewards account at participating stores through April 16th. $5 reward delivered by mail.
Great offers are blooming at Aaron's. This weekend only, just one penny gets you started. Yes, you heard right. Walk in with a penny and walk out leasing to own the furniture, electronics, and appliances that you've always wanted. Plus, you don't need credit, and delivery and setup are free. From April 13th to the 15th, come into a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get started with only one penny at Aarons.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, we're at WCZB 105.5 The Roar. You know who threw out the first pitch at Wrigley on Tuesday, Ramona?
Who's that?
Sister Jean.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
You know, Loyola Chicago season may be over, but Sister Jean's is just beginning.
She's on tour.
She is. You know, it's funny. You know, I was at Clemson four-wheel drive today. And they have like a house cat, you know.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
What do you mean you've seen that?
I've seen that different places. People have a cat roaming around on the inside of it. Yeah.
They adopted it.
Yeah,
they adopted it like 7 years ago.
Yeah, and they decided it's there.
So I'm sitting there on the phone because I had to wait for a little bit, and I'm sitting there on the phone in the Jeep. And I'm trying to prepare also for the show at the same time. And all of a sudden I sense like movement to my right.
Yeah.
The cat is sitting on my seat next to me, jumped in through the window.
There you go.
The cat's just sitting there.
That's customer service right there.
Oh yeah. I'm sitting in the sun. It's just curled up on the seat. It's funny. You want to get in 654-7627. You know, I can't get rid of this guy, Ramona. I have never liked this guy. You know, I was going to say I don't dislike a lot of people. That'd be a lie.
Yeah, that would be. That would be a bold-faced lie.
But I don't dislike anybody as much as I dislike this guy.
Who?
Mark McGwire.
Oh.
And you think to yourself, well, Walt, why is Mark McGwire in the news? Yeah, exactly. You know, by the way, people keep sending me names about injured athletes in different sports, and one sent Larry Bird and Ralph Sampson. Larry Bird, absolutely true. Let me tell you something. If Larry Bird didn't have the back injuries, there wouldn't be any question who's the greatest basketball player of all time. Newsflash. In The Athletic, with Ken Rosenthal, with Jason Stark, Mark McGwire told Jason Stark, well, I'll read it to you. It's now 20 years since the summer that changed his life. 20 years since Mark McGwire broke the greatest record in sports. The record may feel tainted these days to some of the people who once cheered for it the loudest, but not to the man who broke it. Even after all these years, even after all we know, a lot of great things happened, he said, of that unforgettable 70-homer Sunday, 70-homer summer back in 1998. It was just awesome. He's now the bench coach for the San Diego Padres, so he doesn't do a lot of talking anymore about all those things that happened. What happened to the rest of this article? I don't know. You have to subscribe to read the rest of this article. Okay, here's the, I had no idea. The article just stops, and I've got to subscribe if I want to read the rest of it. Here's the bottom line. You don't need to read the whole article for this. Mark McGwire says that he would have hit 70 home runs even without performance-enhancing drugs.
Is that what he said?
Yes. Now,
he can say anything he wants.
Right. Listen, dude, you have always been a clown. As Bryce Harper said, clown show. You have always been a clown show, and you still are a clown show. You're a disgrace. You wouldn't hit 40 home runs. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, you never even hit a home run. You're just a big doofus who never did anything. And you know the best you ever were in the playoffs was when you didn't play. Mark McGwire was a 200 career hitter in the playoffs. The best playoff performance of his life was the year they played Atlanta in the playoffs, and he didn't play, and Will the Thrill Clark took his place, and Clark was a professional hitter, and he killed the Braves pitchers. And they won that series because McGwire didn't play. Because the Braves pitchers owned McGwire. Owned him. Absolutely owned him. Because he was nothing but a late game, meaningless home run, cripple hitter. That's what he was. And he cheated the game, and he cheated us. And he created a charade. He created an importance to himself that wasn't real. He and fellow clown Sammy Sosa created an era, and baseball allowed for it to happen. Make no mistake about it. Baseball was desperate. They were sinking, and they needed it. So baseball turned their heads to what was going on. Actually, that's not even right. They welcomed it. They embraced it. In a real sense, they endorsed it. They were complicit to what was going on. I knew it back then. I was on radio back then saying, I don't believe a single thing of this. It's all fraudulent. I don't care about any of it. I never endorsed it. Never. They're the biggest phonies and frauds in baseball history. The only thing that you can't know is who is a bigger phony or fraud, Mark McGwire or Sammy Sosa. But for Mark McGwire to say that he still would have hit 70 home runs even without performance-enhancing drugs, then let me ask you a question, Sherlock. Why'd you take him?
Exactly. Why bother taking him if you were so great?
Right. If you were so wonderful and you were better than Babe Ruth without performance-enhancing drugs, then why exactly did you take them? Since they were known to carry associated health risks, since you were capable of hitting 70 without them, why on earth would you have put that stuff in your body? You're full of crap. In fact, you're the most full of crap individual that I have ever come across in the history of sports. There are other disingenuous people. I think Nick Saban's one of the most disingenuous phonies who's ever walked the planet. But in my mind, there's nobody like this guy. For this guy to come out, you still don't get it. You're living in some fantasy world where you think you're the greatest home run hitter who ever lived. You're not close to the greatest home run hitter who ever lived. You're not even in the conversation. As far as I'm concerned, you never hit a home run that didn't include PEDs. Because once on them, once we've determined that, we can't know for certain when you started using PEDs. Victor Conte, the head honcho in many of the, in much of Major League Baseball's illicit drug scandal, the guy who was, you know, Is Conte still in prison? I don't know. Texas says Lance Armstrong. No, and I'll tell you why. But Victor Conte laughed at this assertion. Laughed. The man who knows more about PEDs than anybody, Victor Conte laughed about Mark McGwire's assertion that he would have hit 70 without PEDs. The man who was intricately involved in all this stuff thought Mark McGwire was being a clown by saying the things he did. It's like some of these people, they just can't stand the surrendering of their fame. Texter 561 says, Conte's actually advising USADA now. Hey, that's the way it works. Burglars advise alarm companies about break-ins, right? Right? I mean, that's the way it works. I mean, they're the experts, right? So, you know, who would know more than Victor Conte? You know, he would certainly know more. But for Mark McGwire, one of the most laughable, insane assertions of all time, that he still would have hit 70 without the PEDs. And again, I don't know what Jason Stark asked him as a follow-up, but the follow-up question should have been, well, then why did you take them? If you didn't need them to hit the 70, Mark, then why did you take them? I mean, I'll tell you why. Because you absolutely needed them. You were a phony. You and your buddy Canseco were both phonies. And without the PEDs, neither one of you would have ever become a household name. In fact, nobody would have ever cared about either one of you. Nobody would have ever cared about either one of you. The only reason you became famous is because you took PEDs. That's it. You and your fellow phonies, your fellow frauds, Canseco, Sammy Sosa, bogus. We'll be back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Group.